Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. This is DC Love. I'm one of your spirited angels and host. Eileen Powers is my co-host, my twisted sister. She'll be flying in shortly to join us. I thank you all for coming in this evening and being with us. We really do love to have you around us, and without you, the show wouldn't be possible. So I thank you all for listening, for calling in. And I'm going to start off with a little channeled message that I received from the Angel of Freedom. Of course, the 4th of July, you know, in the United States, will be here shortly. So here is the message that I received. Blessings, beloved ones. I am the Angel of Freedom. I come to you at this time as you are preparing to celebrate Independence Day. It is a time of new beginnings and restored hope. Please take a moment now and reflect on all that you are thankful for. Please give thanks to our Creator and the freedom to worship freely, which is your birthright, as well as all the opportunities you so enjoy. Allow your spirit to guide you to the freedom that you seek. True freedom begins in your heart. As you realize how much God loves you, you set yourself free. I, the Angel of Freedom, will lift you upon my wings, helping you to be free, mind, body, and spirit, as well as filling you with the love of God. Through Him and all His glory, you will accomplish all that you desire. Each day, speak words of gratitude, showing appreciation for all that you have, as well as for everyone in your life. Know that you are all here. You're independent, but you are dependent upon one another. Please lovingly help each other. Love is a freedom. And God wants us all to have true freedom, freedom that fills your life with all the blessings that you so desire. Let go of all that's holding you back now. And allow this Independence Day to be a day to remind you to expand and to grow. Beloved ones, allow your angels to help you to soar to new heights, enjoying the freedom that you deserve. We at Angel Antics are wishing you a very happy Independence Day. Thank you. And with that being said, I'm going to go to the phone lines until my twisted sister comes on board. Hi, 914, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hello.
Hi.
My question was, will I be moving out of my mother's house anytime soon?
Okay, and for our studio audience, could we have your name, please?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for calling in today. It's so nice to hear your voice. Okay. The first thing I want you to do, honey, is just put positive energy into that situation, okay?
Okay.
So it's really important that you put that positive energy in there, okay? I'm getting a yes, but it's sort of like a yes that's on the fence. So you really need to have strong, positive, powerful energy, and then you're going to see that, you know, you're not going to have to call in and, you know, will I? You're going to say, I'm going to be moving, because, Nikki, anything is possible, okay? You have all the tools that you need, and you have the wisdom to make the right choices, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to really start to believe in yourself. Okay, and you've got to stay grounded. I see your feet sort of lifting off the ground a little bit, hon. So every day, you know, when you get out of bed, you could put your feet on the ground, stand up beside your bed, and feel as though you have these beautiful roots going all the way down into Mother Earth, okay? And then you're going to be grounded. And, Nikki, the angels are saying that you should be able to trust your intuition, okay? And they're saying everything that you're, you know, wondering about and worrying about can become, you know, your reality, okay? So they're saying, yes, Nikki, you're going to move forward. You're going to achieve your desires. But you've got to work on being grounded and a little less emotional, okay? And every day when you get up, you know, as well, when you're grounding, affirm that everything always turns out perfectly in your life, okay? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because you have the ability. You have, you know, you're a great manifester, and you've just got to start really believing in yourself and your manifesting abilities, okay?
Yes.
I mean, you have what it takes to, you know, do great things. I've, you know, spoken with you on a number of occasions, and I know that you have what it takes, Nikki. Okay?
Yes.
So you've got to believe in yourself a little bit more, and just, you know, every day, you know, affirm that, you know, your dreams are coming true, you know, because they really are. Okay, we have Archangel Michael coming forward, and he's saying, Nikki, do you mind if I come in for a second? I want to talk. Okay, so Archangel Michael is coming in, and what he's doing, he's handing you a new pair of shoes. Were you wondering about getting a new pair of shoes lately, Nikki? Have you thought about that?
I just kind of need new clothes for work.
Okay, well, he wants these new shoes, but these aren't just any shoes. These are strong shoes, and they offer you protection. And you're going to use them symbolically as a tool of protections. Because, Nikki, he's saying, you know what, there's times in your life when you have, you know, you have a little bit of trouble coping. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, how am I going to keep going? How am I going to deal with this? Am I going to get out of this house soon? These people around me are driving me crazy. I'm hearing challenges, challenges, challenges. Okay? So Archangel Michael, he's saying you're going to have strength that you've never dreamed possible. Okay? And with these shoes, of course, comes Archangel Michael's, his strong magical protection. Okay? And he's saying, Nikki, are you asking me about these shoes? Are they designer shoes? Of course, Nikki, they're designer shoes. But they were designed by God especially for you. So anytime that you need a little extra strength, a little extra courage, a little extra protection, visualize yourself putting on these beautiful, strong shoes. And then you have to breathe in and know that your strong shoes are on. And when they're on, Archangel Michael is right by your side. Okay? He's going to help you to be brave enough to cope with this situation that you're going through, as well as any other difficult situation. And he's saying, Nikki, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And he wants you to affirm, I am strong and I am protected, and I can face difficult situations by accessing my core inner strength. And just know that you are receiving strength and protection from the universe, and it's going to allow you to move easily, you know, through life. Oh, Archangel Michael has one more thing. He's saying, Nikki, he wants to help you to realign your chakras. He's looking and he's saying a couple of them are a little bit out of balance, okay? Do you do any kind of like chakra meditations at all, hon?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, the chakras are the little energy centers in your body. And if one of them, you know, is out of sync, it could throw off things. So he's coming near you. He's saying, just Nikki, just sit there quietly. Sit still. And he's pouring his liquid chakra cleaner from the top of your head, which is your crown chakra, all the way down to your root chakra at the base of your spine. And then this beautiful liquid cleaner is going down your legs. It's touching your feet. And now it's going down to Mother Earth. And as he was doing that, I see all your chakras are spinning, they're realigning, and their colors are so vibrant at this time. So he's saying, Nikki, you know, this would be a nice little thing to remember. You know, when you're feeling like out of sync or something is, you know, not just right, you know, invite me in, and I'm going to use my liquid chakra cleaner, and he's going to help you to realign. And it only takes a couple seconds, so I think it's a really cool, you know, technique. So I hope I've helped you. I hope that, you know, that's answered your question. Just know that you have everything that you need within you, Nikki, and you've got to just believe, okay, that you like anyone else, you're so deserving of anything that you're, you know, that you're desiring. It's your birthright, okay?
Yes.
So you've
got to
believe in yourself. I want to know, though, when this actually comes to be. It's going to manifest for you. You've just got to really believe in yourself. Okay, I see it manifesting. So you've got to just, you know, start affirming that, you know, I have the life I want, and, you know, everything that I'm wanting is coming to me. Because what I'm getting is my dog, Ginger, now, she's coming in. She transitioned last July, And she's saying, Nikki, girlfriend, Archangel Michael was just there. You got a new pair of shoes. My mom talked to you. She's saying you still have some fear there. You have fear of the future. There's a little bit of insecurity. She's saying, girlfriend, you're in serious fear. Oh, my gosh. And she's saying, don't you know that fear only creates more fear? Okay? So she's telling you to just remember to put on those strong shoes, okay? They're going to serve you well. And she's saying, if that's not enough, she's saying she's giving you a suit of armor, okay? And she's saying it's not a heavy suit of armor. You're going to put it on, and it's really going to protect you from anything that you're fearful of, okay? Because she's saying, Nikki, if you don't realize it, fear creates a heaviness in and of itself, okay? And this armor doesn't even compare. So she's saying if you need a little extra protection, please put on the suit of armor that she's giving you as well, okay?
Yes.
Well, we send our love and our light to you, honey, and please connect with us again and let us know when everything starts manifesting, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And just know that you're safe, and, you know, everything is the way it should be right now. And put your desires out there to the universe and believe that you really deserve them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless, Nikki. You have a great evening, and please have a happy and safe 4th of July.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Hi, 708. It's really great to speak with you. This is DC Love.
Hi, DC. It's Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Miss Cindy. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. Could you tell me?
Awesome. Gosh, you have vibrant energy.
Can you? I've been trying to think positive for a long time. Can you tell me
what
you
see? Well, you know what? You must be doing something right because I feel the positivity. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Totally, totally cool.
Can you tell me what you see with my relationship with Joe, the guy upstairs?
Okay. Well, specifically in regard to love, I'm getting this, like, a beautiful healing going on around you. Okay? And
okay.
I sort of feel like you've let go of something that you were holding on so tightly to, and I do see love coming your way, okay? And you've been maintaining, like, a really positive attitude. It's really uplifting. And I could hear it in your voice, and I could feel the joy in your heart, Cindy, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting that the angels, you know, are directing you to your heart's desire, okay? So you've just got to, you know, you've got to be patient, okay? And you've got to just, you know, allow them to help you. I mean, you're doing a great job. You took a step back, and, you know, there's healing around you. The angels are all around you, and I see all these beautiful little hearts, okay? And as well, they're showing me there's beautiful, positive energy from the universe shining, you know, on the area of love and, of course, romantic relationships. So I'm
okay,
getting just,
well,
you've got to wait like a little bit longer, okay? I'm getting, please make sure you laugh a little bit more. Are you outside, like, doing some kind of, like, outdoor activities and things? Because I'm getting, like, being outside is really going to help you.
Walking.
Walking is awesome. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, while you're walking and everything, you're balancing your spiritual life with your physical life. And as you're out there, you know, walking, make sure that you just, you know, invite your inner child to come along for the walk, okay?
Okay.
And that's going to help you to really get, like, in balance, to get in sync. And it's going to create an atmosphere for love to blossom, okay? And
okay,
when it does start to blossom and everything, you know that you've got to nurture it, okay?
All right. Do you see he's opening up more and he's healing up?
Hold on one moment. I'm going to bring on my twisted sister. Hello, twisted sister Eileen. Are your arms tired from flying in?
Yes, they certainly are. I'm still hovering. I'm not even sure I've quite landed yet.
Oh, it's okay. You know what? It's been that kind of a week here. Oh, my goodness. We have our beautiful friend Cindy, and she's asking about love. But Cindy has really been taking our advice. She's taken a step back, and she's creating an atmosphere for love and joy, and I could feel it in her heart, and I hear it in her voice. And the angels are saying, Cindy, now is the time to focus on finding love. Okay? And as you know, Cindy, you have a magnetic personality, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just allow, like, allow it to shine through. Don't try too hard. Just let it shine through. And then when it does, you know, express yourself, of course, from the heart. Always have positive communication. And communication, you know, is really, you know, it's a must, you know, for a great relationship. You got to have, like, an open dialogue, okay?
Absolutely. And I do have it with him. I'm just wondering if he's opening up to it now more and more.
I'm getting yes. I'm getting, like, new beginnings. And I'm also getting, like, I'm getting, like, not only physical love, hon, I'm getting divine love as well.
Okay?
Okay, so
yep.
I'm going to turn you over to my twisted sister, if you're okay with that, Eileen.
Yeah.
Okay,
And
Cindy, thank you for calling in, hon, and I'm going to turn you to Eileen and have a blessed
welcome.
Work.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
I'm not totally sure that really what I'm getting is about love, but I can't give you what I don't get. And sometimes I don't always get the messages of the questions asked. I get the messages that your angels want you to know right now. And so that's the best I can offer you. And let's see what I have. I'm seeing that, you know, really what you have, you really have been supplied with enough. And so what you're asking for really isn't going to be any more fulfilling than what you've already got. Part of really being rest assured in knowing that you're in your own peace is really that you can, you know, spend time by yourself and really be happy doing that. It's very inspiring and it's very strong. But I also see that, you know, you do have a tendency to speak your mind and speak it with confidence. And so sometimes that, you know, kind of can put people off, but you should never stop doing that. For the simple fact that if you don't speak your mind, then you're not being true to yourself. You really must always carry that true to yourself in order to balance out your own mental and emotional self. You really have to be true, very true to yourself. When it does come to a relationship, though, I do see that I didn't hear if you were in one or wanting one, but what I saw was that that if you're in a relationship, it's actually going to grow closer. And some of it is through forgiveness. And I say that not necessarily forgiving each other, because forgiveness is not about others. Forgiveness is about oneself. And when you forgive oneself for, you know, the way you feel about past relationships, how people show up. So say for yourself, that, you know, maybe you show up, like I said, as this really strong and confident person that is really, you know, speaking your mind and so on and so forth. That might not be a resonance that the person you'd like to be with is accustomed to. And so sometimes it's a matter of them getting used to that and getting to know you. And some people never can tolerate that. I happen to know that I was with someone that really couldn't handle my straightforwardness. They were a person that always beat around the bush. And the reason why is they were often hiding behind the bush. And so when I was straightforward and blunt, it was abrasive and hard for them to handle. And in the long run, that relationship really never did work out. But I do see a lot of positive resolution. And like I said, it has to do with forgiveness, and it has to do with you forgiving yourself about the way you, maybe things that you accepted in the past about relationships, maybe things that you allowed that you don't want to allow in this relationship. But sometimes in that allowing, if it's a different person, that allowing something in one relationship that you didn't allow in the past, at times can actually be okay because they are not going to abuse the situation as, say, another person may have. And so forgiving yourself for the way you feel. And I've used this before, and I've thought of this mantra. And basically, forgiveness is always about oneself. It's not about the other person. And what you need to forgive yourself for, because in the long run, things are not, what you forgive is not always what is or what was. What you forgive is the way you feel about things. And so that is the what you use for yourself in your own mantra, prayer, however you want to refer to it, meditation, whatever it is, how you want to phrase it is, I forgive myself for. And so say a sentence is, say you're really angry at someone in your past relationship. So you say, I forgive myself for always feeling angry when I think of so-and-so. Or, you know, I forgive myself for always feeling passionate love for so-and-so when it was never returned equally. And that was something, you know, we always want an equal relationship, a balanced relationship with a partner. And a partner to me is someone that makes that relationship a balance. You know, having a mate does not necessarily say you have a balanced relationship. Having a partner, bringing a partner into one, is having a balanced relationship. You know, it may be that you do the driving and, you know, the other person reads the map. That's a balanced relationship. You're both working for an equal goal, maybe not doing necessarily the exact same thing, but both doing your part in that partnership, which is where partnership comes from, is doing your part. So the last thing I have for you, though, is for you yourself, is that you really just need to see the truth in this situation. It can be very challenging to see the truth in the beginning, but as you start working with seeing the truth and working through the truth, those brilliant ideas and inspirations about that relationship will come to you. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, very much. Thank you very much, both of you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Angel blessings.
Angel blessings, and have a very wonderful holiday, hon.
You too. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. Bye. Oh, that was awesome, Eileen.
Oh, thank you. What did I say?
You said a lot of beautiful things. We have one more caller here that we have to pick up. Okay, hold on.
Oh. All right.
Hi, 631 area code. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC and Eileen.
Hi, DC and Eileen. How are you? My name is Sandra.
Great. How are you?
Hey, Sandra.
Good. Thank you, ladies. Happy almost 4th of July.
Yes, to you as well.
Thanks. So I've been working on myself for a good long time, and I'm finally ready to invite someone into my life. And I've been making preparations for that, and I just want to see what you see coming up for me as far as love goes.
Okay, that sounds, hey, that's always exciting, right?
Yeah.
Always, always exciting love. Okay. Eileen, do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Sure, I can start out. The first thing that I have for you that I see is that you really have been working on yourself, and you really stabilized that world around you, but whether it be, you know, improving your own home life. You've been making the healthy changes that it takes to really stabilize the, you know, what you want and where you want to be in that. And
yes.
Things are really turning out the way that you had hoped. But you don't always see that positive situation. And so, you know, just know that things are working out really, really well. You no longer have to worry and cry over spilled milk. You've been doing the work and everything has really been aligning well for you. You've planted the seeds in a manner that they have the opportunity to take action, even though it seems there's been no action lately. That really was just a temporary situation, and you don't need to worry about it because you have planted those seeds, and that fertility, it's a perfect time to fertilize and really allow what you've planted to come up and to rise up, and it will be. The thing that's going on with it is that there's been some decisions you've needed to make, and you did some procrastinating, and you've done some work.
I did.
You've done some work, but you've also done a lot of procrastinating. And
yeah.
So I really do see that you know, if you really focus your mind on stopping that procrastination and do the rest of the work that you need to do, even if it's doing a little research, because it has been very complex for you. But you, like I said, you really are coming out the other side. You have moved into a very fertile time in your life where you can really make things go. And this is actually going to bring you an undying love, a love that's going to be shared eternally. And your situation might not be as bountiful or as beautiful as you appeared, as you would like it to appear to you. It's not going to be all butterflies flying at your woo-hoo. But that love that you've been asking for is going to be there. And it's going to be very undying. It's not going to look like what you think it's going to look like. So wrap your head around that. So you're not going to get the tall, dark, and handsome riding in on the white steed with his hair blowing in the wind, and he looks like Fabio. Okay.
Okay.
So,
I honestly never really, when I manifest,
I never
think about. Excuse me?
You never liked Fabio?
No, I didn't. No hard feelings to Fabio, of course. But no, I think every man that I've ever been with has looked wildly different from the next. So I don't really have a type. I fall in love with someone based off of, I guess, how I fall in love. So I don't really pick a type.
Yeah. And
I don't think about that when I'm manifesting either.
Good.
Yeah.
Because regardless of whatever it is, it's not going to look like you would expect. So I think what I'm hearing is, like, you might meet this person in an odd place. Like, you know, it might be a coworker, maybe somebody you already know, or something like that. I'm not saying it is. But I'm just saying, you know, it might be in a place that, you know, you least expect it. You know, you have a hangnail and you go to a manicurist to have it fixed, and you're at the manicurist and all of a sudden, you know, the man at the counter that's ringing everybody up and being hostess, which could happen. You know, I haven't seen it, but it could happen.
Maybe you never know.
Right, you never know. So all I'm saying is, you know, that person's just not going to look, you know, you're going to meet this, and it's not, you're not going to think anything of it, is what I'm saying. You're not going to think, oh, could this be him? Because it's not going to look like that. So it's going to be something that will grow. It'll manifest. It'll be just like a garden. You plant your seeds, and you water them. And if you're working with a five-year-old, that five-year-old runs out the next day and goes, how come I don't have any plants coming up? Well, because it can take them 30 to 45 days to sprout. And
sure.
So it might be something that you become involved with somebody for a different reason. Maybe you're volunteering down at the senior center. Maybe you're you know, working with a youth group at church. Like I said, maybe you're going to the manicurist. So it's, you're going to meet this person in a place that just isn't going to, you're just not going to think twice of it as if it could become a relationship. But it actually will develop into a relationship, and it will be a love that is very, very from each of your hearts, and very deep, that undying love that we all really do desire. Is going to be present for you, and I wish you the greatest luck with that.
Aww.
You will be blessed. You
Thank
will be
you
blessed.
So much. It sounds
you're
like
very
it.
Welcome. You're very welcome. And DC has more for you, though. DC.
Oh, goody.
Oh, DC, are you there?
I'm here. Eileen, Ginger was
Yay.
Talking to me for a second. I liked Eileen's reading. She's spot on. Ginger agrees that you're going to find someone in a place that you would not expect. And Ginger's saying variety is the spice of life, okay? So
yeah.
You've got to just, you know what, you've got to put on your happy face, Ginger's saying. You've got to get out there. You've got to meet people, okay? And that's when you're going to see the magic happen, okay? So she's saying it's not going to fall from the sky. You've got to get out there, Sandra. You've got to meet other people. You know, you got to get out there, meet people. Okay, and I'm getting something about a new interest. So I don't know if you're like doing something different, if you're thinking about doing something different, and that may like, you know, incorporate where you're going to meet that, you know, romantic person.
I actually was just put an application in to volunteer at a local cat shelter.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
And they have accepted my application, but I think they were just trying to work out a time. So
okay.
Maybe.
Well, you know,
Ginger,
and again, and she's saying you're going to have several choices, girlfriend. It's not going to just be one. You're going to have your pick. Okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, be open to that. Okay? And just make sure that you're approachable, you're available, okay, is what I'm getting from Ginger.
I do my best. I'm usually very friendly,
okay.
And most people do find me approachable, so I don't think there should be an issue with that.
Okay, I am getting sometimes like emotions might get a little bit like in the way, so just watch with emotions, okay?
Emotions, okay.
Yeah, something with emotions. She's telling me emotions. Okay? But I'm getting, you know, like, I'm hearing the word soulmate. I'm seeing all these little hearts coming down. So you are going to have a beautiful, beautiful relationship. Your future looks amazing. Okay? When this person comes along, it could be, you know, a relationship that involves commitment. It could even, you know, commitment, marriage, you know, living together. It's going to be a solid relationship, okay? So just
yes.
make sure in the meantime that you're working on you. You're just, you know, connecting with your joy, doing what makes
yes.
you feel happy, because that good, positive energy is what's going to really help to attract that person to you. And when that person comes to you,
that.
You want to make sure that you're ready, okay? And I'm
yes.
getting,
yes.
you're going to have like a divine connection, okay? It's going to be on a, like a physical level, but it's going to be divine as well.
Good, good. That's important to me because, you know what, I think in the past I've met people, or I should say in my past relationships, there's always been a very physical connection. And I kind of was a little, I guess, worried about that. I don't want to feel
Right, there's a little unsettling energy in there, and you've got to let go of that. You know, because your future relationships are not going to be your past relationships. You've got to let go
right.
of it. There's a little bit of
sure.
nervous energy in you. Okay, so, you know, turn that nervous energy into excited energy. Feel the excitement and the optimism, okay, that the new relationship is going to bring you.
Okay? Yeah, I'm definitely
excited.
And
that's, you know, that's what it, I guess the emotions was too, like the nervous energy and everything. But I'm getting,
well,
you know, just...
You know.
Be open and be, you know, ready, and just when that person comes in, make sure that you have that, you know, open communication. And I see it's, you know, it's really going to be beautiful for you. Okay?
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. I've been working on
amazing how radiant you are. You know, you're just so radiant being, and you're serving of the love that you so desire, you know?
That's right. I certainly am.
Okay, and the last thing that I have is from Ginger, and she's saying, Mom, tell her the good stuff. This person that you fall in love with is going to be sort of like a little bit mysterious, very passionate, very sexy, okay? So she's saying, give her the good stuff, okay? Sort of like almost
Everybody
hypnotic.
Has the
so
good stuff.
Almost like hypnotic. And she's saying, like, he's going to take your breath away, okay?
Aww. I hope I do the
so
same
that's
for
what
him.
We have for you. You're going to have to call us back and let us know when this all happens, okay?
Well, thank you, ladies, so much. God bless you both.
You're
oh,
welcome.
Thank you, and have a very blessed course.
You too. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Well, that's pretty
okay.
funny because I know I told her. I know I told her she would meet someone either volunteering at a senior center or volunteering at a kids center, and then she told us she's going to volunteer at a pet center. So,
yep,
well, what's
same
better
difference.
Than As old folks, kids, and pets, they're all just
I know,
so
right?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, yes, they're all
Hello,
innocent.
Hello, 740, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, ladies, how are you?
Hello, Sue,
great.
How are you?
I'm great. Tired, but great.
you sound a little tired, but you are great. What's been going on in your life?
Oh, it's just been touch and go with my mom. I mean, she's steadily declining. We can see it in her. And, you know, she met her
what?
Goal yesterday, reached 80. So,
yeah,
oh,
her birthday. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just a wait and see.
Belated wishes.
Now.
Goodness.
Yeah, she was
well,
she
happy
was surprised.
Birthday.
Thank
Tell
you.
Her happy birthday.
I
yes.
did. I read
it
them all
her,
offline
goodness.
To her, and she was so tickled.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I know how it can be. The lady I live with is 95 years old.
Mm.
So
wow.
It can be everybody. Every day is an adventure.
Yeah.
And you just don't know how it will end.
It's obvious that she's declining. Her breathing is worse, and she didn't know who two of her grandkids were when they called yesterday. We had to keep reminding her. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
She's in the process of getting ready to cross, so.
Right. Is she hearing voices?
I don't know. She hasn't said anything yet about hearing voices, but Ray has been around her. My husband's been around her a lot, and her sister has been around her.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because sometimes the veil gets very thin,
mm-hmm.
and you will often be hearing, they will often be hearing voices from the other side.
Yeah, it's the other morning she said, well, Ray was here again. I smelled Parmesan cheese.
Claire is the Claire scent the scent.
Yes.
Is her Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's Claires are different. The
right.
last woman, the last lady I knew that passed, they were for a while. She had been hearing voices at night, in the middle of the night, and about a month and a half, they were talking all night long. And so, yeah, that's just sometimes what happens. Can we give you a bit of a reading, Sue, and see if we can, you know, bring some
absolutely.
Something clear for you today?
If you have
Wonderful.
Anything that's coming through, that's fine with me.
I actually do. I have a couple of big things that came through for you.
Oh.
And actually, Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel are with you. And Archangel Michael is there to give you great strength at this time. Being with your mom and going through this and what you've been going through the last number of years, this is actually part of your path. It is part of your purpose.
Yes.
Is actually the kindness of your heart, the openness of your love, and the purity of the vision from your eyes when you look into the other person's is a great part of your purpose.
Okay.
So know that you don't need to seek your purpose. You are living it. And know that that's the space where you are meant to be at this time. Sometimes we have more than one purpose, so don't feel that it's your only or that it replaces any of the things that you've accomplished in the past, because it does not. We usually come into this life, people say you sign a contract and you agree to do a certain thing. Well, I believe that there's a list of things you've agreed to do. And I've always said since I was very, very young, before I studied any of this stuff, I always used to tell people that, you know, you come into this life and there's a list of things you're meant to accomplish. And that's what your life is about, is accomplishing that list of things that you agreed to before you arrived.
Right.
Since I was a little child. So this is part of that you actually signed up for. But I also, in this time, Archangel Gabriel is also part of communicating. And in this time right now, there's time for you to give thought, vision, and future to your next step, because you're, well, I know I've told you this before. I know DC has too. In other readings you've done, and I'm sure readings you've done for yourself, because I know you read also.
Yeah.
But you need to start really, I'm seeing you as you sit with your mom in her last, you know, times here on Earth. You're sitting quietly making lists. And those lists are you creating what your new self, vision, and business is going to look like. Because I think that is your next goal, is that you want to, of course, as we all do, I'd like to, but I never sit down and make a business plan, to sit down and make this a viable business and
yeah,
actually move forward into working with people full-time, which I would love to do. I'm just, I have too much fear around it, and I'll admit that I do this. I am very gifted at it. I love doing it. It comes from the divine through my heart. And but I'm not a person with a business plan, so someday I need to figure that out. But that's what you're to do right now. That's what you're to do right now while you have that little bit of time. And so when you're ready, you can just start walking forward on that.
Okay.
And defend your beliefs in this, because it is your decision. You need to stand your ground on it, and you don't need to fight about it. You just need to be it. Because in all actuality, you are purely an inner goddess. You need to make sure that you awaken her, that you dance. Dance in front of you got a picture window in your house, you put that music on and you dance in front of that picture window as if everybody is watching you on stage. And you bring that inner goddess so deeply into yourself that you are living it every moment of every day, because it is who you are, so you are that inner goddess. Bring her out and allow her to shine. Throw your beads on, let your hair, you know, brush your hair out. Wrap it up so it stands up, whatever you got to do to make it shine. Because really, other than that, there's really no need to worry. There really is a lot of peace coming your way, and everything is absolutely going to work out beautifully. You don't need to over-push it. Just easy does it, you know, the rabbit and the hare and the turtle. You know, you get to be that turtle and do it in your own timing, and you know you will arrive. And that's the message I have for you today.
Well, thank you, Eileen. It was wonderful.
You're very welcome. BC, what do you have?
Yes. So you have Archangel Raphael at your side, and he knows what you're going through, and he's here to help and support you. Okay? So
okay.
Call upon him as well. My dog Ginger is coming in. And she's saying, you know, Sue, you're safe, okay? You can do this. You can, you know, you can do this. You're stronger than you even know that you are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she agrees with Eileen. She's telling me there are big changes coming your way, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, let yourself feel empowered and start creating that plan for your future, okay? And
okay.
Then when you have it on paper, say, and this is the way it's going to be. I know it is so, and so it is, you know. But she's showing me, like, a plan, like Eileen said. And then you're standing firmly with your feet on the ground, and you're getting the strength from Mother Earth. You feel Mother Earth as well supporting you, okay?
Okay.
And as you do, I don't know if you go outside and you walk barefoot at all, but as you walk, each step you take is giving you more strength and confidence, okay?
I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah, it's going up from Mother Earth through your toes all the way till it reaches the top of your head, okay?
Okay.
And you're saying, you know, Sue, that she's saying, you know, you have such a big heart and everything. Go within and know that, you know, your guidance will never fail you, okay? And we have, as well, we have Angel Camiel coming in and just letting you know, Sue, that all is well, and she's asking that you be at peace, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, the day begins again. The day begins with the promises of new choices, with placing one foot in front of the other, by accepting where you are. And it begins with a hint of, you know, what is before you. So begin each day with gratitude. Walk the path before you with an open mind, a song in your heart, thankfulness upon your lips. Sue, all is well, she's saying, you know, be at peace, okay? And
okay.
I do see, like I said, I do see you, like, you're going beyond your barrier, Sue, okay?
Okay.
And all the limitations that were self-imposed are being lifted. So this is the time, this is like divine timing now to really, you know, to think about like what direction you want to go in and to try something new, you know, and I'm getting, you know, even if you just go right around the corner, you're going to venture out and find something. But it's a time for you to sort of step out of your comfort zone just a little bit more, even if it starts with, you know, trying new, you know, clothing, new hairstyles. But try to do something a little different and just push yourself. Push beyond the boundaries that are before you. Step out of the body of Sue that we know, Ginger's saying, you know. You've got to reinvent Sue here a little bit, okay? And
okay.
just identify and confront your fear, Sue, and then walk in absolute faith because God is with you, the angels are with you, and they are all around you helping you to manifest your dreams into reality. And
wonderful.
That's what I have for you, honey. I hope that helped.
Thank you, sweetie. It does. You guys are both so wonderful.
Oh,
thank you.
Sue, while DC was talking, I had one other thing, and it sounds really silly. And it doesn't make sense, but it makes total sense. And that is plant your feet firmly on the ground, spread your wings, and fly like an angel. So there you go. I don't know how that comes
sense.
To me. But,
you know what?
Yeah.
Sue truly is an angel. And I sent her a personal message via Facebook that Mother Mary came like in a dream, and she was telling Sue to resonate with her magnificence, stand in her glory. And that's what I got via a dream the other night.
And
that
goes right along
so
with me telling her to honor that goddess inside. Allow that goddess to come out and shine. So there you go.
Thank you so much,
points,
ladies.
All signs point
you're
to
welcome.
A brilliant
have a very blessed
adventure.
Thank
all right.
You
and
too.
And blessings and good health to your mom.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Right, be peaceful, right? Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Eileen, really fast, we have two callers, so we're going to just give them each a little something, okay?
All right, great.
Okay. Hi, 717 area code. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
This is DC.
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
DC, this is Mystic. Okay.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi.
My goodness.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wow. It's Gosh, it's been so long. Well, you know what? We're down to the last 10 minutes. We want to give you something and another call or something. Is there any area that you want to focus on really fast?
Yes, it's concerning business, finally getting the tea room up and running this year. Simple yes or no. I'll make it quick.
Okay. Well, you know what? You've got to watch your emotions. I'm going to turn this over to Eileen really fast, but don't say it like that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Eileen?
All right. Well, the first thing I have for you is that this tea room is really about having a quiet place for people to go and actually contemplate. So, you know, I have no idea what the tea room looks like or anything, but I'm hearing there should be a little area with maybe a very, very small library. Like, you know how you see those libraries on street corners? That's just a small box with, you know, 10 books or so in it. And have just a little area with a little box on the wall with a few books in it. And, you know, have that the quiet area, like the reading area, the quiet zone. A place for people just to go and meditate. Because I know in my family, a cup of tea was something we gathered. Tea was a tea time in our house. And it was a gathering where you had a conversation about the day's events. And so, you know, so everyone enjoys tea in different manners. So that's what I'm hearing is for you to create a quiet space within that tea room for people to really enjoy. You really actually must see the positive in what you're creating and only see the positive vision about what's going to come about with it. Because some of those internal worries, you must let go because that vibration it can be maddening, and there's no reason for it. You are going to be a success in this, and you're going to put all your love into it, and externally, it's going to be very rewarding. There'll be some hurdles for you to get through, as there is with every business. They will constantly come up and ebb and flow. It's kind of like a cog. You'll have wheels, and you'll have one cog that maybe is more oval rather than round. So they'll think of a business as a cog that it'll ebb and flow. It won't always have that up. There'll be ebb and flow as you go through this. But just know that you really are safe and protected spiritually, that this is actually part of what you're meant to do. And, you know, really the good news is when it comes to financial matters, that your business is going to be a success. And that's the message I have for you.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, thank you.
And, Dawn, I have to agree. Yes, I have to agree with Eileen. I do see you becoming a success. And just make sure that you use logic and structure, and that's going to improve your chances of succeeding. Make sure that you're organized. And I see that, you know, you were meant to be a leader. And as long as you stay grounded and you focus, it's going to be amazing. Okay?
Yeah.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your, you know, what you're desiring. And I see, like, money coming your way, okay?
Okay.
So, and this is going to, and then I'm getting that you're going to have money to make a large purchase, okay?
Right.
So money is coming your way, but just like you said, use logic and just remove the emotion from the situation. Focus on those long-term goals. And I'm getting, you know, as long as you give, like, everything the thought that it deserves and the time and everything, you're going to create something really magnificent, okay?
Yes, yes.
All
so,
right,
yay,
thank you,
you
ladies.
It sounds amazing, and good luck, and send us pictures. We want to see what that looks like when it's finally, you know, in place there. And in the meantime, you know what, John, what I'm getting to is just, you're sort of holding on too tightly to money at this point right now. If you go to a coffee shop or wherever you go, buy the person ahead of you, like, you know, if they're only ordering a beverage, open a door for someone as you're going into, like, a store or something, just do a little pay it forward, and it's going to, you know, it's going to help the flow of things for you, okay?
Right, right, yes.
Anything that you're not using, donate to a worthy cause, and the universe is going to respond to you in a generous way, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, wonderful.
Good luck,
great.
And thank you for calling
you,
in.
Guys.
Have a blessed
All
day
right.
and a blessed fourth. Thank you.
You too.
Take care now, Dawn.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, we have one more caller here, Eileen.
All right.
Four minutes. Hi, 269, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi, DC, it's Deb. How are you and Eileen?
Good, honey. Hi, Deb. We're getting down to the last couple minutes, hon, so we want to give you like a something like really fast, okay?
Okay. I just wanted to know about my job. I had surgery, so I'm ready to go back. But I did like a shift change thing. So I kind of want to get your feel on where you think if that was a good idea to do. See what you can pull up for me.
Okay. We're going to get into that. We have like 4 minutes. Eileen?
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. I'm not really actually getting very much when it comes to work. This is really more about a personal reading that I'm getting for you. And it's really about, you know, doing what your heart's desire is telling you to do and moving really into it. I've been worrying too much about too many things, and things are actually working out beautifully for you. So just know that you know, things are going to continue to grow and in a very favorable way. And even though that you may have had some past conflict, you're going to grow closer and actually work into forgiveness with some of the relationships you've had with some of the people that are very close to you. So things are really looking up in that way. You may even end up taking a little trip with someone, even if it's just a day adventure. But it will be time, you know, for things to go on. I also see that someone in your life is going to come along, and there's going to be a celebration of some sort, and that you need to actually break away and have a little bit more fun. You haven't been having as much fun lately. So if you get an invitation for, you know, to a wedding or some type of a celebration, you need to accept that and go. Even though this situation might feel like you're taking risks, it's somewhere unknown, you're not sure you really want to go, you really need to, and you're going to really have a good time. And I believe it might be in the area of some type of arts, whether it's to go listen to music somewhere. I think it's like to go to see a band or go to a concert with a friend or something like that, and you need to say yes. And that's what I have for you. No, it's not what you asked, but that's the message I have. And I can't give you what I don't get. So there you go.
Okay, I understand that.
All
right,
Deb,
thank you.
This is DC really fast.
Okay,
I'm getting that, you know, just approach that job with passion and confidence, and you're going to see yourself moving ahead really quickly. Your money issues are going to resolve shortly. And you're going to be more in control of, like, your financial circumstances. You've got to learn to play up your strengths, okay? And I'm getting there may be an opportunity to work at a job from home doing something that you really love, too. So when you do something that you love, hon, the money's going to come, okay?
Right.
So as long as you're satisfied with your career, you're going to see money coming in, okay? But I am getting there's maybe, like, a home-based opportunity coming forward as well, honey. And that's what we have for you for this evening.
Oh, okay. All righty. That's great.
All right. I know it really wasn't in line with what you were asking, but sometimes the angels don't always, I mean, we can't just, we can only give you what comes up, and I absolutely know that reading was not directed at what you were hoping to hear. So I apologize for that.
She's got to direct herself with passion and confidence, and she's going to see things fall into place, Eileen. You know, don't worry where there's no worry to be had, I was saying, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, actually, if you think about it or go back and listen to it and put it into your own perspective of the question that you asked, there may be some hidden messages in there that might resolve that. So I was going to suggest that you go back and re-listen to the end of the show. You could kind of scroll forward on the show. in the archives. It'll be in the archives within 24 hours. And and you can re-listen to the reading and go, okay, what did they mean by that? And that might help. All right?
All righty.
Yeah,
alrighty.
Just, you know,
well,
what?
Thank you so for calling.
Angel blessings, and everything's going to work out for you. Don't worry about the job, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Job, all right, have a happy fourth.
Woo-hoo! 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we've left the recording time, but I think we still have – I don't know if we had this one call, or I'm just going to see Eileen.
All right, yeah, because we can still take callers and be on the air. It just won't be recorded.
Hi, 347. Have we answered any of your questions yet? I'm not sure if we spoke with you.
No.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Tanika.
Okay, Tanika, hello. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
What area of interest do you have this evening, hon? Is there something specific you've been worried about?
Yeah, I have an interest in the area of love for me. I wanted to know what you guys see for me with someone by the name of Matt or Nick, but or overall just love for me this summer.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's see. Take me a minute.
Well, you know what, Eileen, I'm just going to go first really fast. I'm getting, like a thumbs up. I'm getting that you're really in sync with, a person. And I'm getting, it's going to take a better turn. Probably I'm getting, the big number two around you, so it could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 months. And the relationship is going to be moving in a positive direction, okay? So just, hold that space of good energy and allow it to go in that direction.
With who?
Okay, and I'm getting celebrations. I don't have the time to figure out which one, but one of them is going to be really in sync with you, and I'm getting, it's going to be in 2 weeks or 2 months, and it's going to go in a direction that you've been hoping for.
Okay.
So just, center your thoughts on what you're desiring, okay? So there were two, you said what, Nick is the one name?
Yeah, one is Nick and one is Matt.
Okay, so Nick, okay, let me see. Well, you know what? The angels are saying you have free will. You've got to choose, okay? Because I'm getting a thumbs up, and you've got to figure out which one that you really resonate with more, because I'm getting the word soulmate.
Well, Nick is someone I haven't heard from since August 2014, and Matt is someone I just started dating. Nick, I just still think of. That's why I decided to ask you guys about both of them.
Okay. Okay, you know what I'm getting? I'm getting surprise love encounter. Is what I'm getting. So I don't know if it's the guy that you haven't heard from or there's going to be somebody new, but I'm getting, like I said, your future is going to, it's going to have everything that you've been looking for, and you have the possibility of a commitment. You have the possibility of marriage. Everything is possible there for you. You are going to be satisfied in the area of love. Don't put your focus on either or, okay, because there could be another person that's, in the mix that you're not even aware of. And the universe works in perfect ways, okay? So just allow yourself to be, connected with the right person, okay?
Okay.
But there will be a positive change within either, you'll see something happen with either 2 weeks or 2 months, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen really fast because we've left the recording time. And I don't know if we're going to cut out and just, lose what we have here.
Oh.
Eileen?
Oh, no.
No, I think it actually goes up to 2 hours before it cuts us off.
Oh, does it? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I know I can get through this reading. And I would love to do it really quick, but I'm sorry. This is one of those times where I have pulled some cards that are really big cards. Out of a 76-card deck, I've got 22 cards that are major arcana cards. And I've pulled three out of three cards were major arcana. And so this does not actually have to do with, I really don't feel it has to do with a relationship, because major arcana cards are about your bigger self, your bigger life. The other cards that I work with are more about relationships and, will it work out? You know, will I prosper with those legal issues? Will I work through those? Those are, you know, really the smaller cards. So these are big cards. And so what I need to tell you today is that you've had some very important achievements that have come up, but you've got a lot further to go, and you're really not putting your self-discipline and willpower into them the way you really need to get them to finalize. And they are on that edge of being finalized, but you've really got to put a little bit more of your own self into it and a little bit more of your own willpower. If you do that, it'll actually bring you right to the top of the race, and you will be riding out front. Your steed will be the fastest. Your chariot will be the lightest, and you will just fly up right up front with that and move forward into actually quite a bit of recognition. In order to do that, you're going to really have to use some organization and logic. And again, comes up in a different way instead of discipline and willpower. It is structure and discipline. And you can call upon Archangel Michael to help you with that. Call upon Archangel Metatron to help align things. He works a lot with the higher geometries of nature. You know, everything is geometrical. In state, you know, the Fibonacci sequence is all the measurements of the world, flowers, plants, people, the balance of the world is all built on this Fibonacci scale. And, you know, that really has a lot to do with that structure and discipline and that organization. So call upon Metatron to align those things, and call on Michael to help you organize and discipline yourself. You need to be more disciplined. The next thing I have, the next card, the words right on it are review and evaluate. This needs to be a really favorable assessment of all the facts. It is time to really move in a new direction and really create that renewal of yourself. And then on, you know, like I said, those are major arcana cards, so I had to share those with you just in the order that they came in. I am positive they make sense to you.
Yes.
There is something that they are definitely telling you. I'll let you share in a moment what that is. But on a more personal note, like I said, the other cards are more personal. And just as DC said, I do see that there is going to be a really falling in love into a relationship that is going to create both, it's going to enhance you in your spiritual growth and in your own creative, intuitive way. And I also see very possible a new home coming your way. So whether it is going to be making a move or you're going to create a different home life, you know, by moving someone in or changing that situation, that is going to happen. You do need to make sure that you do spend some quiet time because as you are divinely passionate, you also need to find that quiet time to balance and refocus. And that's what really keeps you focused on your greater intentions. And according to this reading I've given you, there are some big things you really need to focus on and get that done. When I've got three cards that almost all say that identical and they're major arcana cards, that's a big deal. So tell me, what is that all about?
It's talking about me getting my life together. I just went to school for pharmacy, like to become a pharmacy tech, and you know, I found that I could do it, so it's probably telling me to get more disciplined about it, leave the job I'm at, which is my first job ever in the field that I'm getting experience at, but it's kind of slow, and really get back to studying it and trying to go back to school for more in the field. Probably it's probably talking about that and trying to push myself forward in it, and also probably organizing my room and hopefully moving out, because my life is very unorganized. I live just with like about 7 years of my life, the past 10 years of my life, in one room. And I've been decluttering and giving away stuff for the last, like, 6 years and just never seems to just be enough for me to have room to think and clean properly and, like, have a place to really hardcore study. And I just need to do that. And I definitely want to move out, and I want to have children, and I want to settle down and be organized. So it's probably telling me to do that, to organize and probably move out or just get rid of a lot and get more focused on developing myself finally, which is what I did. I started doing, but I can't.
But things fall to the side. We get busy doing other things and so forth.
I get influenced by my environment, people who doubt me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you wrote any of it down, but all I have to say is I'm going to give you 6 words, and those are the ones you're to remember. Self-discipline, willpower, organization, logic, structure. Well, actually, that's, again, structure and discipline, and review and evaluate. And so those are the things that you're to focus on. And that's what your angels, have told me to tell you tonight. So there you have it.
So they don't say anything about, like, children or anything like that. They just say that.
Oh, you know, part of a lot of times, you know, I don't really read very far into the future. What I ask for, the intention, when I set my intention before I do a show, is I ask for your angels to come through me and deliver you the message that they want you to know right now. That's what intention I set every week before I do the show. So when your angels come through, this is the message they want you to know right now. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes
other
sense.
Other people do readings other ways. But that is the readings that I do. That's the best readings I give, is the ones where the angels, your angels, your guides, your guardians, and of course God, that I open myself to allow them to come through to give you the messages that you need to hear right now for your life today. Live for today. Tomorrow will be come in the future, as DC says. She might need to help me with it. Right now is called the present because it is a gift. And so live that gift of life and experience just for today.
That's true.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, that was very powerful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Do you have any other messages? Does DC have anything else to tell me?
I think that's for tonight, Eileen. We're off of the recorded time and everything. So I think that's all we have for tonight. You can always call in again next week, hon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and
you have
a very blessed one. Take care now.
If you want a much longer reading, you can always get a hold of DC Love on Facebook or Eileen Powers on Facebook. And, we work through PayPal, but you're always welcome to get, a full reading. These are actually just meant to be short readings. The one I gave you was actually pretty lengthy for a short reading, but it was what they wanted you to know tonight. So I hope that, I hope that helps.
I can go back. I really want to try to listen to that over again. It was really powerful. I didn't know what a major arcana card stood for, so that's definitely a big deal. Thank you.
And see, I don't know that it'll be recorded because we were only set for 1 hour tonight, and so I don't know if the recording continues or whether it stops recording after 1 hour because we were stopping at 1 hour.
Yeah, I think
it
left
because
it says that the recording has left, so it I don't think, in fact, it is recorded.
Right, so I apologize for that. But
call in, if you can call in next week, you'll be on the recording and you'll have something to hold on to, and just try to write down everything that you remember and call in again next week, hon, okay?
All right, I will.
Yeah,
all right, you have
best.
A very blessed morning. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Take care now. Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Well, that's our show for this evening, Eileen. It was very beautiful, amazing. My goodness, I've been having issues. I didn't even know if I'd be able to run the studio. I didn't have I didn't have yesterday, was it? Yesterday, I didn't have, like, any kind of internet or anything. I lost everything.
Oh, no. Well, the angels must have come in. Either that or Joan Rivers came to fix it.
But you know what? Joan Rivers ended up where she threatened the gentleman that was in from my cable provider in the house. He was just going to walk out, and she said, try it. You're not going anywhere. I'm like, oh, my gosh. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. So I said to Joan, you know what? You're saying this, and I'm going to get arrested. I said, that's not cool, you know. So she said, I'll figure something else out. So what she did was they have new construction down the street, and she cut the one wire, and they had to put in new cable lines, and it helped with my connection. I'm back up and running again.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
But the only thing is my phone number.
Well, you've been having issues for...
Yeah, but no, my phone number is lost somewhere in the universe, Eileen, so... My home phone number does not come up as it did. I'm trying to figure out that issue. It's showing me in the same state, but quite far away. So I don't have a clue what's going on with that.
Oh, how weird!
Yeah, it's kind of funky,
weird.
You know. But
I think it has to do with living in the wilderness at one door and living in the city out another door.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Somewhere in the middle, in that house of yours, you have a vortex that switches from one
yes.
to the other.
It certainly is. Oh, my goodness. So I'm happy that I'm back online, you know. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I'm glad you are, too, because where I'm at 5 o'clock, and I apologize for being so tardy today. Yeah, I don't, because at home I work off of my computer, and I'm no longer at home when I do the show, so I don't have access to the computer.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
All righty.
Well,
I'm going to let
it is what it
see.
Is, and yes, and you have a very blessed holiday. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I guess we don't need to say goodbyes because we're not being recorded anyway.
Say goodbye. But I wanted to ask you, with our newest addition to our family, JP, he was going to come on tonight even for a little while, but he couldn't. He had family obligations. So he was asking, is it a possibility to do a show over the weekend? And I said, well, I know I'll probably be available, but I'll ask Eileen to see if she could come on and join us. So I don't know if you have plans for the entire weekend or...
No, not really. I've kind of got plans for the 4th of July, but that's it. What time will the show be?
You know, let me know, like, you think about it, and let me know which day would be preferable and what time is a good time for you, and we'll set up a show with JP and give him, like, the proper introduction, you know?
Yeah. Well, what is he thinking? Do you know at all?
He just said the weekend. I mean, we could throw something his way, and we'll see what happens, you know? But he's, really anxious to get on with us.
Yeah, no matter where I'm at, I can always go sit in my car and be on the show.
Okay, I'm going to put that out there to him. So does, 5 o'clock your time work, or do you want it, like, earlier, like, over the weekend?
At what time did you say?
I mean, our normal time would be 5 o'clock your time, which is 8 o'clock my time, but you're not going to be working, so would you like to do it earlier?
Oh, I could do it. No, just like I said, just tell me what time at whatever time it is, no matter what I'm, because I don't have any plans. So whatever
All
time
right,
it
you know,
is.
All right, I'm going to reach out to him tomorrow.
Yeah,
when I reach out to him tomorrow, I will then, I will then, let you know, what he has to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I can just, if I'm somewhere doing something, I can always sit in my car.
Okay, and I wanted to let you know, Spirit has given me this new thing to do, so I just started doing it, and it's phenomenal. I do eye readings. I look into your eyes, and I give a reading from your eyes.
Is it like iodology?
It's DCology. It's my thing that I do my own way and everything. You know, that's the only ology it is. It's theology, but I see things I wrote a little post, in 2008 when I connected with Mother Mary, She looked into my eyes. It had to be like 2 minutes. It felt like an eternity. But she wasn't looking into my eyes. She was looking into my soul. And then from that point, everybody would say to me, "You've got my mother's eyes." And after a while, I began to question it because, you know, all these people were of different ethnicities. There would be people that were Irish, and there would be people that were Indian. There were people that, like, all different ethnicities, you know, and they'd say, "You've got my mother's eyes." And then I'm thinking, that just doesn't, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they see Mother Mary through my eyes. So I, too, see other things in people's eyes. And I've been seeing them for a while. Huh?
How close are you sitting to them?
Oh, no, I have to have a picture of your eyes, like a close-up of your eyes. You would have to take your cell phone and take a picture of your eyes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, with my friend, with my one friend, her dad was deceased. I saw him on a lounging chair at a beach, and she said, "That's where I connect with him when I go to the beach." And I saw her dad laying on a lounging chair at the beach.
Uh-huh.
So I see different things. I see different things, like in people's eyes, you know?
Uh-huh.
So what I want to do is just send me, if you want to do this, if you want to send me a picture of your eyes, I'll send you a reading.
All right.
Okay, and just see. I mean, I sent one to one girl, and she went nuts, you know? She thought it was amazing. Yeah, so just if you want, like
you.
I said, I need a close-up of your eyes. You know, you've got to have, like, the camera really close and take a picture of them.
Okay, when I get home, I'll try to, you know, make it so my hand doesn't jiggle and see what I can do.
Yeah, and just see if you can take a picture. Well, even if you placed it down on, like,
I'm
a dresser or something,
and look at it,
at least the camera will be stable.
Yeah, I've tried taking pictures of my eyes before, and they didn't come out very well. I had to get somebody else to do it.
Well, even if you could get somebody else to do it. And I have to just tell you one last thing. I had the three kids here today, three of my six, and little Jackson, right? He was watching.
Yeah.
It's a show called Super Wings. It's called Super Wings. It's like these little airplanes. And they went to Hawaii, and they say aloha, of course, in Hawaii. Well, little Jackson had his hands up doing the sign, too, and he was saying aloha, aloha.
Aww. How sweet.
Yeah, and he's doing the sign, too. He's not only saying it, he's doing the sign language. Aloha, aloha. It was so cute. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Jackson. That was so cute.
You should get a children's book on sign language and play with him with it.
Well, you know what? I actually got sign language cards, and I gave them to my daughter-in-law and stuff, you know, so they do have them. But he just watches, like, Super Wings, and whatever place that they go to, they speak different languages, and they say hello and goodbye in different languages with every episode. So I think it's really neat.
And do they do sign language in every episode?
No, this was just they did, like, the aloha because they use their hand. But he's learning, he's learning, like, to say hello and goodbye in things, yeah, in different languages, you know?
Oh,
like, he walked in one day, he said hola. You know, hola.
Yeah. It wasn't really American Sign Language like I'm thinking.
No, it was the aloha sign, you know, where you have your index finger up and your pinky, and then you have your thumb over the other two fingers, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he was doing the aloha sign. Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh. He's so cute.
Yeah, so I'll be babysitting tomorrow. I'll have a full day tomorrow. I have them all day, you know, so...
Oh, you only have them for half the day today?
Today I only have them, for half a day, but tomorrow, I had, like, Jackson the day before, too, so tomorrow it'll be a full day with the three of them. But when I get a chance, like I said, if you could do your eyes, I'll give you a reading. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are the two big kids pretty well behaved, too?
Oh, they're a blessing. They're such a blessing.
Aw,
yeah, they're
wonderful.
11 and little angels.
You know,
I love them. Oh, with all my heart. So beautiful.
That really shows what a good choice your son made in a wife. You know, kids are so nice and so well behaved. It's a wonderful reflection on her.
And you know what? And they love their little brother so dearly, and he loves them so dearly. It's just such a beautiful thing. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
To see the love between them, you know?
So they were meant to be.
Yeah,
it's
just amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But you have a very blessed evening and enjoy yourself. And
I'm gonna
All right, you have a safe one, hon. Love you, Eileen.
Right,
take care now.
Love you.
I'll talk
have
to you soon,
night.
Honey. You too, honey.
All right,
bye bye.
I'll take pictures of my eyeballs and send them to you.
Yes, please do. Okay.
All right.
If you
All
take
right.
them individually. Okay, Eileen, if you have to take them individually, just let me know which eyeball it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I actually think I have some individually. Do they have to be current?
Yeah, because you know what? You're on the journey now. So, yeah, I would prefer current, you know?
Well, I took them, I don't know when, last year sometime. But,
yeah,
I'll
but
do it again. It's not. Yeah. That was a
but
year ago.
But even if you have to do it one
all,
at a time, that's fine.
I was in a whole different space a year ago.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's what I'm saying. I want your current eyeballs.
Okay. All right. Ooh, baby.
All righty.
Pop out your eyeballs, baby. All right. I'll do what I can. I will talk to you soon. I love you.
Love you too, honey. Bye-bye.